Well, hello, and thanks again for your call to Daily Inspiration. It's Brother Jeff here again, and I'd like to just bring your thoughts to remember some timely truths in the Word of God and not to forget what God said. I'd like us to look at the reality of marriage today. What is marriage, and what does Jesus say about it? And I'd like to go to Matthew chapter 19, and I'd just like to look at what Jesus said in reference to marriage. And it says here in verse 4 of chapter 19 in Matthew, "And he answered and said unto them, Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." I love the Word of God. In Genesis, it says that God made a male and female. This is the reference back to Genesis from creation, not evolution, not the Big Bang, but the spoken, literal six-day creation. God said he made them male, and he made them female, not male and male, not female and female, not Adam and Steve, but Adam and Eve. And said that a man is one day going to leave his father and his mother. He's going to grow up. He's going to start his own house. And he's going to cleave to his wife. He's going to love his wife. And they're going to have a union. And it says they're not only just two people, but they are two people. But God has done something. He's knit them together. And they are one flesh. And it says when God binds this spiritual miracle of a man and a woman becoming husband and wife, it says you can't dissolve it, not until death. As we read other scriptures and interpret these things deeper, it tells us that only does death do us part. Those words aren't in the Bible, that till death do us part, like we hear in the wedding ceremonies, but it does say that a woman that has a husband, if while he's living she's married to another, she's called an adulterer. But it says there in Romans 7 that if the husband dies, she's at liberty. She's free to be married to someone else. Okay, so we see that Jesus taught this about marriage. It doesn't matter what society is doing. It doesn't matter what the Supreme Court is doing. It doesn't matter really what the governor says or your next-door neighbor says, because what God said is going to stand, and that's what we will be judged by. But I would like us to just briefly realize that the book of Psalms says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And we have the utter foundations of truth and reality have been eroded and destroyed. But if we would go back a few years, there was a man in American history that helped perfect the English language of American English, and he is the father of our dictionary, Mr. Webster, Noah Webster. And if I'm going back to an antique dictionary that was printed in 1828, and it gives the definition of marriage 1828 style, which would be less than 100 years from the founding of our nation. And it'll just give you an idea how people were thinking back then and the attitude of marriage and even, you know, just the interpretation of it. So listen to this 1828 rendering of the word marriage. "The act of uniting a man and woman for life. Wedlock. The legal union of a man and woman for life. Marriage is a contract, both civil and religious, by which the parties engage to live together in mutual affection and fidelity till death shall separate them. Marriage was instituted by God himself for the purpose of preventing the promiscuous intercourse of the sexes and for promoting domestic felicity and for securing the maintenance and education of children. And then he gives a couple of references. Marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled, Hebrews 13. Second thing, it says that, that's pretty much where we'll leave it. But there's an 1828. Notice he said it was a man and a woman, wedlock. It's for having children, for educating children, to prevent a man and a woman from engaging in illicit sexual relations. So God's design is perfect. His way is always right. Let's don't let anyone deceive us. Let's receive the love of the truth, and let us live and die for God's perfect word of God, and thank God for it. The Lord Jesus bless you. Read your Bible, obey what you read, and God will never let you down.